this is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs. Today, I'm speaking with Hugh Johnson, the retired meteorologist. Last time we spoke, he had predicted an early summer, but I'm sure the question that's on everyone's mind is, what's up with all this rain? Please welcome my guest, Mr. Johnson. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Okay, so let's get started. What is the difference between weather and climate?
Very good question. I mean, we've talked about it before, but it's always good to review. Basically, weather is when you talk about the atmosphere changes over a quick interval of time, like day to day, hour to hour, temperature, dew point, wind, barometer, whether it's raining or not. That's weather. But when you take a long-term index, what the average weather does over a fixed amount of time, whether it be 10 or 30 years, that's more climate. And it's interesting you brought this subject up because the NCDC, which is the folks that take care of keeping an eye on the climate, they have updated the climate, the average, 30-year average. The new one came out from 1990 to 2020, came out not that long ago. And what's interesting is that it's all showing that warming is continuing. If you look at our average, you look at other cities, they've gone up a degree or two. The average temperature high, the average low over a 30-year period. For instance, the city I lived in, Philadelphia, now has a temperature of normal high of 88 this time of year. It used to be 86. So that's essentially what Washington, D.C. was 30 years ago. Washington, D.C., on the other hand, had 88. Now they're at 90. So their average temperature is close to the ones in the Carolinas. So what you're seeing is the average high is showing that the average summer temperature is going up, gradually upticking with time. And that's, you know, probably going to keep on going. But climate is a long-term indice of what the weather does.
Okay, thank you so much for that review, Mr. Johnson. So what about the heat wave in the Northwest where Portland hit 116 degrees? Was that just an aberration, or can we blame that on climate change?
That's another good question. There has been a lot of debate over people in the meteorological field over that. You know, generally speaking, one event to cannot say is due to climate change, but let's do something in perspective. So that was back in late June, Portland. Let's talk about that. On Saturday, I believe it was June 26 or whatever, Portland, Oregon hit 108 degrees, which was not only shattered the record by, like, I think over 10 degrees for that day. It was already the highest temperature they ever had. Their old record high was 107. Then came Sunday. On Sunday, the temperature soared to 112. So you took an all-time record, never been done before, and you've added 4 more degrees on it the next day. Not done yet. On Monday, we added 4 more degrees to the 112, making it 116. Now, so in other words, it was 9 degrees higher than they ever had seen before. And keep in mind, in Portland, Oregon, the average high temperature at that point was 78. Now it might be 80-ish. But, you know, basically what we have, actually maybe even a point or two cooler. So, you know, you say, okay, one event. Then earlier in the month, Tucson almost hit their all-time record in mid-June, 114 versus 117, I think is their all-time record. So, you know, you start seeing this kind of thing, and in my personal opinion, you know, it's complicated, but there's no question that indirectly this is a result of climate change. We just see more and more intense heat waves, some cold waves like the one we had in Texas back in February, and all kinds of weird stuff going on all over the world. So, you know, I think it certainly is an indirect result of climate change, and I think we're going to, and also with all that heat, it has cooled off a little bit, still above normal. They actually damaged a lot of evergreens out there. There were pictures that they showed of evergreens that literally died because it was so hot, and now there's a tinderbox out there. Now they've got wildfires. We've been seeing more and more wildfires over the last several years in California and the Northwest, so I mean, this is definitely part of climate change, and it is definitely showing, you know, it's like a red flag. It's showing that things are not doing well.
And how worried should we be as a society?
Well, we should be definitely concerned. I mean, I'm not worried. I don't want to get people panicking. And, you know, again, everyone has a different opinion, but there has been a lot of experts are saying that we have 7 years to get it right, to get climate, to try to reverse it. We, you know, the fossil fuel argument, things like that. They're still adding lots of fossil fuel into the atmosphere. They're trying to, you know, cut the rate down, but we're still adding it. We're well over 40 million parts per million. We cracked through that a couple of years ago. But, you know, it's definitely something that even if, like, my generation gets through without having reached a true crisis, the younger generation, millennials and Zers, are definitely going to be in trouble if we don't do something soon. I don't have a number, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to say 7 years is a number, but we got to focus on doing something pretty soon. Some people are saying 2050 to have, you know, zero carbon emissions, but a lot of other people saying it should be closer to 2030. And again, it becomes a political strife definitely concerned. And we just got to hope we keep voting the right people in and we work towards the right policy. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's what I'm thinking. It's definitely a concern.
Okay, and for crying out loud, I know everyone is wondering, what is going on with our summer? One minute it's hot, next minute it's raining, and honestly, this rain is getting to be draining. Could you touch upon what's going on with that?
Okay, sure, yeah. I mean, and yeah, definitely. Okay, so what's been happening this summer is there's been a ridge out west. It's kind of been oozing around. It really sunk over the northwest, bringing that record heat wave in late June, and then weakened and moved south, but it's still basically out west. And there's another ridge to our east, part of the Bermuda High, but we're sandwiched in between what's called a trough. So the jet stream gets pushed up by the ridge, and then it sinks down a little bit. And on paper, it doesn't look all that strong, but what's happening is it's kind of in place, and we've been kind of getting on the side of the trough where we're getting moisture pushed up along from the Gulf and from the Atlantic, and we've been kind of like, not that the air is that cool, but it's cool enough that we're getting what's called overrunning precipitation. We've had like these fronts that stalled just to our south, and we've had waves of low pressure moving along it, and that's basically been the demise of this July. It started on July 1st. You remember it was hot in late June, and then all of a sudden it cooled. Like you said, it cooled off and got rainy. And we've been stuck in this pattern since. There is some hope in the future that it kind of weakens, but it doesn't go totally away. One of the other problems was we had this an anomalous high over in the northeast that kind of blew on in this added flow of noise of moisture off the ocean, and that's why we got that soaking rain a couple of days ago. And that's weakened, thankfully, and gone a little further east. But we're still in this trough, and hopefully what might be happening is we might start seeing a more northwesterly flow. The trough moves a little further to the east as well. We might cut off that moisture supply. But yeah, it's been terrible. I mean, we've been stuck in between ridges of high pressure, and we've been getting in fact, we're averaging, well, 5 degrees below normal in July, but again, we're still stuck with that cool thermometer. That hasn't changed. We talked about that a few months ago in our last interview, and they're still using that thermometer that now they know it's 2 degrees too low, if not a little more, and they're still using it. I cannot believe it. In June, my average temperature was 71.9, the average low and high combined for the whole month. The airport was 3 degrees cooler than that, so they look like they end up being slightly cooler than normal. But actually, June, if you take most people, was a little bit above normal. This month has been below normal because we've had so many clouds and so much rain, and so we have been running a little bit below normal. So, unfortunately, we're stuck in the bad side of the trough, and hopefully that will change in the next week or two.
Wow, Mr. Johnson, what another informative interview on climate change. Please, do you have any final words?
Yeah, stay cool. Anticipate the possibility of flooding this summer. I'm afraid to say it, but I think this could be in the cards for us if this weather pattern holds. It's starting to really concern me that we're going to have some problem flooding. I hope I'm wrong. But it's just something that the pattern we're in and the active hurricane season and the fact that a lot of them are coming up the East Coast could spell trouble. So just anticipate that the best you can. And, you know, always try to, if you can avoid using your car and walk somewhere at least once a week, try to do that if you can.
Okay, folks. Well, that was Mr. Johnson, retired meteorologist. And this has been HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs for WOC 105.3 FM.